Spivey Hall is celebrating not just a great performer or a great composer, but an instrument. The pipe organ at Spivey is getting its own 25th anniversary concert. And we have Spivey Hall organist in residence, Alan Morrison, with us now. Alan, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
What a great occasion. The organ in Spivey Hall was no afterthought. It was selected, built according to the specifications of Mrs. Emily Spivey. Tell us a bit about the instrument itself.
Well, it was built by the Raffati brothers in Padua, Italy. It was installed in time for a very important convention of the American Guild of Organists in Atlanta, and they were really determined to put their best foot forward. Not that they don't do that usually, but this instrument turned out to be one of their true masterpieces. It's a very large instrument, which offers a lot of color, which is an organist's dream in making artistic decisions.
Color in terms of sound.
In terms color. Of sound, right. You can achieve just endless possibilities, and every organist who comes to play brings something new to it.
Oh, well, generally, pipe organs are found in churches and cathedrals. Spivey's a much more intimate space by design. It's a recital hall. Does that affect the sound, the way you play it?
It does, actually, because the instrument is so large, but it was voiced properly for the room so that it wouldn't, you know, completely assault the listeners. But you have to be careful about the amount of volume you use, for sure. But it's not necessarily meant to all be played in the, you know, the famous term, pull out all the stops.
Yes.
You don't necessarily have to do that to achieve a grand sound.
The trumpets are so majestic looking. For people who may not have visited Spivey, can you give us something of a sound picture?
Of the visual?
Yes.
Yes. Well, it was the case was decorated by Emily Spivey's personal decorator who did her home. So it has a lot of faux marble, you know, treatments, very beautiful theatrical colors, teal, gold, et cetera, yellow. And it's towers over the hall. The hall was built around the organ, basically, even though the instrument went in later, but it was designed around the instrument. And it has these huge, a battery of trumpets, so to speak, projecting out from the case that are a beautiful, brilliant brass color.
I'm telling you, if Baroque has ever been to Georgia, it is in the form of this organ and the magnificent trumpets that accompany it, that are part of it. Let's listen to a little bit of the Bach that you will be performing on this special anniversary concert. That is Alan Morrison himself performing a Chaconne in B flat, music of Bach. Even with that brief clip, you could hear a range of color and of course the genius of Bach in the variation. I have to ask you, Alan, because you have a familial tie to Spivey. What is it like being part of this splendorous hall and Clayton State University, having kind of grown up there?
Yes, well, I mean, there are so many connections. The main one being, well, two main ones being my mother, Janine Morrison, who was on their piano faculty, music faculty from the time the school was founded, basically. She came from Georgia State. And so I grew up going with her as a little boy out to performances. And then, of course, later, she was good friends with Emily Spivey, and she approached her about building a new hall. And I got to know Emily Spivey, and she was a mentor in a way, because it's safe to say I'm playing the organ because of Emily right now, because I had changed my major over to business. And she got wind of this and insisted I go up to the Curtis Institute to audition, and I thought she was crazy. And I did, because I felt I had to.
And Curtis did not have a business major.
No, they
nor
did not.
Nor Juilliard.
No. So I ended up there, and the rest is history. So my mother was also on the building committee of Spivey Hall, and Emily was very ill at the time. It was coming to fruition, and she made my mother promise she would not retire until the hall was up and built. And so she waited until it was built and played her last solo recital there and retired. Mm. But I've been a part of it ever since.
Truly. This is a very eclectic program that will be presented on Saturday. Tell us more about the program. We have the Bach, of course, but there's some rather far-flung repertoire on this program, too.
Well, I'm opening, of course, no organ recital is complete without the music of Johann Sebastian Bach, so I'm opening with a great toccata in F major, which was performed by Dame Gillian Weir, who dedicated the instrument. I wanted to pull something off of that program. And we have, of course, Franck represented. We have a transcription of an improvisation by Pierre Cochereau, great French organist. We have the music of Rachel Lorraine from Canada, being played by Ken Cowan, that was written for him, and her music is wildly entertaining. We have the great Pictures in an Exhibition by Mussorgsky, which is a mammoth work by being performed by Cherry Rhodes.
And that will be quite something, because it's best known in its orchestral version, even though it was written for piano. Very mm-hmm. few pianists can play it, but an organ can pretty much encompass the whole orchestra, so you've got it there. Now, Cherry Rhodes was your teacher.
Well, she was more of a coach after I graduated from both schools. And she had been a judge in a competition that I had won. And I liked her comments because they were critical in ways that I liked. And I needed her pair of ears to help me. So I spent many sessions coaching with her. And we're all three Curtis alums, so we have sort of a family connection.
And she will be performing on this program as well.
The Pictures at an Exhibition, yes. She's a master with that work.
In the minute we have left, Alan, what can you say about the organ and its place, the pipe organ and its appeal in this part of the 21st century?
Well, I think what we're trying to do is bring the music to the people. As you mentioned earlier, organs are usually found in churches. This is a concert hall setting where we get probably a different audience for this, and we're trying to program works to attract those listeners. And once we're closing with a piece, I have to say, by Weicheng Zhao, who's arranged the Love for Three Oranges by Prokofiev for three organists.
Wow.
And we've already spent probably about 12 hours just in registering this over the last 2 days. We have two more days to put it together before we premiere this work.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Alan Morrison, thank you for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you very much for having us.
The 25th anniversary concert of Spivey Hall's organ takes place Saturday the 13th at 3 p.m.